It was brought to my attention that perhaps the final point made yesterday lacked a bit in clarity, and therefore, just to revisit that point briefly, again, when one purchases a raffle ticket, there is a certain benefit one receives in return, and that is the actual ownership of the ticket and the opportunity to win a prize. That opportunity has a certain value to it. However, as stated, since the motivation in buying a ticket, in giving this money to tzedakah and receiving that ticket in return, is generally based on one's desire to benefit the tzedakah. One's motivation is here clearly, generally speaking, not so much in terms of a gambling, but really motivation is in order to help tzedakah out, to help a yeshiva out, to help a maizid out. And we can honestly view the ticket being received as nothing more than an incidental benefit, a perk which the tzedakah gives to the person giving it. Since this benefit is incidental, it's not the rationale for giving the money to tzedakah. That being said, the incidental benefit belongs completely to the donor. It is their owner. It is under the ownership of the donor. It does not belong to tzedakah. Even though it was purchased with tzedakah money, that ticket belongs to him, and he has no problem with that purchase. That said, one need not deduct the value of a ticket from his miser expense. So let's say the ticket costs $10, and we were assessing the real value of a ticket at $1. He nonetheless can count the entire $10 as a miser donation. The fact that he received an incidental benefit of $1, again, would have no effect on the fact that he gave $10 to tzedakah, and it need not be deducted from his calculation of miser. He can count the entire $10 as being a tzedakah donation. Now, suppose one goes ahead and actually is successful. He is the winner of this raffle. That would be an unrelated fact that would in no way challenge what happened previously. Therefore, if one wins the raffle, he need not reimburse the miser for the cost of the ticket. The ticket is his to keep. Again, it was incidental benefit. Incidental benefits belong to the donor. They are his to keep, and therefore the prize, which was won, is his entirely. Now, that said, Moshe Feinstein does cite two interesting points. One of them is that there are those who do go ahead and actually reimburse the tzedakah of the cost of the ticket, but he says clearly this is not shir sadin, this is not halacha, it's an anhelga taiva, it's a nice thing to do, but again, legally, from a legal point of view, there is no reason to do this. Likewise, he also cites another noble thing to do, and that is to go ahead and to give the meiser on the earnings, which one wins in such a raffle, back to the tzedakah where one purchased the ticket from. Now, just to be clear here, if one wins an item, one wins a vacation, one wins some sort of tangible item, generally the custom in Klal Yisrael is that most people do not give meiser on these type of items. One only gives on cash or a cash-like benefit which can be reinvested, something which is basically similar to cash. That said, if one wins cash, one has to give meiser on that earning. Those are his money, it's his money to keep, and he has to give meiser on it as he would with any other earning. Ramesh is merely suggesting there would be a noble act to go ahead and give that money back to the tzedakah where he won this raffle from, which is basically an act of a karas tayyib. It's a good gesture, it's a nice thing to do. But again, from a legal point of view, the earnings are his. That's completely divorced and separate from the fact that the raffle was bought with meiser funds because he was allowed to accrue an incidental benefit. Now, at the risk of redundancy, we'll cover one more case here, and that is when it comes to a dinner. Someone goes to a yeshiva dinner, a different meiser makes a dinner, and it's a lavish affair, and there's all sorts of things going on there, and a person eats his supper at this dinner. Now, this can be quite a beautiful affair, and it can be quite an enjoyable dinner, one which has quite a value attached to it. Now, there are those rabbanim who will say that it is proper to deduct from the ticket, from the price one pays entry to this organization. One can actually pay the vast majority, certainly with meiser. Are those who suggest that one should deduct the cost of what one benefits by having this dinner. Now, while there may be grounds such an argument, it seems that in most cases this is generally not that applicable, simply because we understand that in the vast majority of cases when we go to dinner, we're going because of a social obligation to go, we're going out of respect for organization, we're showing hakar shatayv to organizations which we have shaykhas to, we're going to show pay tribute to people, and so on and so forth. We're going to show a vote of confidence in the organization. The fact the food is there is not really why we are going, and therefore it's really incidental. And if a person were to show up at a dinner, and suppose some organization would make a dinner and there would be no food there whatsoever, it's a pretty good argument to make that people would have to show up regardless. That being the case, once again, the food which is being served at the dinner, and it may be extremely enjoyable and it may be extremely expensive. Nonetheless, this again would be completely incidental, and since in most people's mentality, their frame of mind, this is completely an incidental benefit as a side point, one need not deduct anything from the cost of the ticket. If he pays $100 for the dinner, he can count that entire $100 off as meiser. That said, you look around, you see a lot of advertisements for various different affairs, and recently we've seen quite a few, not so much in this neighborhood, but there are those who advertise these lavish barbecues or gala, culinary events, where there's all sorts of feasting of various different types of foods, and it's really a whole event. And, these can really go over the top with all sorts of enjoyable rarities and different types of food. And in such an event, one really has to ask himself, you know, if the motivation really is there to go because of the food, if there really is such an extreme event where someone is really, you know, hey, I want to eat that food, I want to check out what's going on and enjoy all of that, if that's the case, one has to ask himself, you know, what his motivation is and be honest. And then in such circumstances, one could call into question whether any money of Miser can be used. One would have to really calculate what his motivation is and how that works out. However, certainly in the vast majority of cases, the motivation is there to, again, show tribute to a Miser, to pay respect to a Miser and to its, the people behind it. And that being the case, any benefit will be purely incidental. And again, the entire benefit can be taken off as Miser.